Welcome to a busy Monday. It is 5:10 in the a.m., despite what our studio clock up there says. Apparently, it decided, I don't want to participate in this whole daylight saving time thing.
That's got to be changed by hand, so you can go up there and do that.
That's one of those atomic clock things. It's supposed to update itself automatically.
Don't think so.
Well, it is, but it doesn't work. It's, it must be, you know, made in Taiwan or something. Anyway, welcome to Monday. We got a whole bunch of stuff we got to talk about. First of all, this airliner that just disappeared over the ocean is one of those very disturbing stories. And I think one of the things that makes it so disturbing is the mystery that's surrounded around it. Nobody is making a definitive statement as to what happened. Now, you know full well that crash investigators, this is nothing new. They've analyzed what happened on radar. They've analyzed what's what it looks like on the ocean. There's been oil slicks discovered. One airliner or one rescue team thinks that they may have found a piece of wreckage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what makes this so interesting and so tragic and such a heartbreaking thing, nobody really is talking about it. One of the things that I find very interesting is there's a little story simmering on the side of this that they know at least two of the passports that were used to identify passengers on the plane are bogus, stolen passports.
Right, that the names that were used on these passports were not the actual people who were on the plane. That
right.
One guy in Italy said, hey, my name's on the list, but I'm here. I'm here in Italy.
I'm fine.
I'm not on the plane.
I'm doing fine.
My passport was stolen, months ago, and now it's being used.
There's a case of a year and a half to 2 years ago. These passports were stolen, which means they were stolen. They were purchased or delivered to a group of individuals or an individual that knows what to do with them. You restructure them. You put new names or new pictures on there. And so you use them later.
Well, the question is now, how did that passport, because the guy got a new passport, how does that old passport make it through security?
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? That's great. Passports have numerical identification.
Right.
Not only the picture identification, there's also scanning, identification, Scantron bar, all the stuff that's supposed to be good for the passports. That's a mystery.
It is fascinating because most of the time when something is stolen, it's used right away.
Yeah.
Unless it's in the hands of someone who's a professional.
Yeah. This was given time to cool down. The name isn't on a watch list because if it's immediately stolen, they're going to immediately start looking. Wow, we got to keep a lookout for John Doe or whatever. Give it time to go on by the wayside.
There was no warning signal before the plane dropped off radar, so that leads you to believe that there was catastrophic event that happened immediately with no warning.
They're wondering if this was a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Now, nobody is saying it, but when you have an airliner that drops off the face of radar that fast, it had to have been, a lot of the experts are saying, it had to have been a catastrophic event. Like what? Did the plane break apart? Well, then now you've got a serious problem with all the other Dreamliners, the 777s that are out there flying. Was it an explosion? Well, if it was a terrorist attack, why hasn't any of the organizations stepped forward to take responsibility? That's another unusual circumstance about this.
With people with stolen passports, was there a government behind this?
Exactly.
Because a government wouldn't claim responsibility.
Right.
And, least complicated, razor theory is that sometimes it's the least complicated thing. What if it was just a mechanical failure? Well, it happened over the ocean, so it's going to be very difficult to reconstruct.
Right. And
of course, if you've watched all of the movies and TV shows, it could be somebody aiming at one particular person on the plane and blowing up the whole plane in order to cover up a murder of a single person. Because we've seen that happen before.
Right. We're not talking about the Clinton administration. Come on now.
Stop it.
So there's a lot going on. Where are the black boxes, et cetera, et cetera? Very, very deep ocean. They may never. That's one of the big stories that's out there. Another one of the big stories is this earthquake that hit just off the coast of Eureka. What, 50 miles east of Eureka or west of Eureka? California, 6.9. That's a
plus. They had some other ones over the weekend in Marina del Rey and other parts of Southern California as well.
That's enough to make your Jell-O wiggle. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to. I've never been. Has anybody here been in an earthquake?
No.
You ever experienced the?
No.
I've experienced the earth move a couple times,
Stop
but no earthquake.
No, never.
I haven't either. I don't even know exactly how I would react. I mean, a minor tremor, that's one thing. Be like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Well, you hear people talk about, they say, you know, a 20-second or 30-second earthquake, it seems like it's going on forever.
Well, yeah.
It seems like it's never going to end.
I mean, come on, some of the commercials we play that go 30 seconds, you're like, oh, God, will this ever end? Imagine if the earthquake was happening that long. There's that. And then I haven't heard any of the big news, but Kim Jong-un, there was an election in North Korea. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yes, and surprisingly, this is a real stunner. He was elected with 100% of the vote. I am really surprised.
He also played a round of golf with nine holes in one, too.
No, I think that was just dad.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he's that good of a golfer. I don't think he's been taking lessons from Obama. But
is that Axe body spray commercial with the Korean? is that supposed to be like Kim Jong-un?
I don't know.
Make love, not war.
I have no idea.
That's a disturbing commercial. I just find that very disturbing.
I'm not going to disagree with you at all. Anyway, I just those are the big stories. Some of the things that are happening right now. So don't forget to hold tight, and we will do all kinds of stuff. Oh, plus we got to talk about what's going on with the Ukraine. Apparently, with Russia coming in, there's new TV programming being done.
This week on Ukraine TV, How I Met Your Militia. Undercover Boss.
Иди нахуй, долбоеб, бля.
Plus, Big Brother is watching.
No sexual adult content, please.
Miloslav and Molly. The Tonight Show with Jimmy Falanska.
Премьера сказочного фильма, который называется «Оз».
Followed by Big Bang Theory. In Kiev, and don't miss the good vodka. That is what is showing on Ukraine TV.
Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.